You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back onto another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a question from Jeff, and I think it's one a lot of people are struggling with. Lindsay Parry with us once again today. Lindsay, nice to have you here. Question from Jeff. Obviously, we talk a lot about recovery and making sure you take rest days, and Jeff wants to know if it's okay to go for a walk, a bike ride, or a swim on rest days. Like lots of people, Jeff is still working from home. He says, if I don't do something on a day, I'm pretty much going to be sitting on my butt all day and log less than 1,000 steps. Should a rest day be truly a rest day with minimal activity?
No, so it doesn't need to be no activity, although it can be. I mean, personally, as I don't know how I love running so much, because I can really be lazy, and I also really love being lazy. So, Jeff, I would relish an opportunity to sit on my butt all day, and I typically do that once a week. But no, it's absolutely fine to get out and have a very easy swim, to go out and have a stroll through the countryside. A rest day is supposed to achieve two things. The first is to allow you to get proper physical recovery, so that your muscles, joints, tendons, ligaments actually have a chance to really regenerate and help you prepare for the next kind of load that is coming up. But it's also there as a good mental break. It's a day where you're not planning your life around exercise. Now, for some people, that part of it is not a rest at all. In fact, exercise literally keeps them together and keeps them sane. So in that instance, you're not going to sit at home and get fidgety and irritated and anxious. That's not what we want. So then, yes, get out the door and do something that's preferably low to non-impact, like walking, elliptical, cycling, swimming. Those are all acceptable forms of yoga. Those are all acceptable forms of types of exercise to do that will still give you that mental release that you need, but they will at the same time allow for that physical recovery that is really important when we are training towards a target.
Cool. Lindsay, you mentioned the taking it easy on the bike or the swim. How important is it to keep that intensity down? I mean, on a bike, obviously, it's non-load-bearing. Water's non-load-bearing either. Do you want to keep the intensity down on those non-run days, essentially, or can you push a little bit harder on those days?
Look, you probably can, because particularly in swimming, elliptical, cycling, you aren't doing eccentric damage. In other words, that the impact and the landing and the tearing of muscle that's associated with that type of movement is not there. However, working hard on a muscle that's healing will slow down that healing. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that there's still going to be physiological stress when you train hard. So I would say that you need, let's say you're doing training for multi-sport, as an example, there still needs to be a day where you are doing very little intensity and very little volume, because we want very little load. And I would therefore encourage people on that particular designated recovery day, it's fine to go out and do something, but I would encourage you to keep it really easy, fun, light.
Brilliant. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time today. Much appreciated, and we'll catch up again soon.
Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury, or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them, as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.